Good morning, students. Today the class for MBA fourth semester student, subject research methodology, topic parametric test. Students, yesterday we have discussed about non-parametric test, that is chi-square test. Today we are going to discuss over the topic parametric test. And parametric test usually assume certain properties of the parent population from which we draw samples. Assumptions like observation come from a normal population, sample size is large. Assumptions about the population parameters like mean, median, mode and variance, etc., must hold good before parametric test can be used. But there are situations when the researcher cannot or does not want to make such assumptions. In such situation, we use a statistical method for testing hypotheses, which are called non-parametric test, because such tests do not depend on any assumption about the parameters of the parent population. Besides, most non-parametric tests assume only nominal or ordinal data, whereas parametric tests require measurement equivalent to at least an interval scale. As a result, non-parametric tests need more observations than parametric tests to achieve the same size of type first and type second errors. We take up in the present chapter some of the important parametric tests that can give us the real picture of the research. So here we are going to discuss few parametric tests. That play the important role to testing the hypothesis. The important parametric tests are: number first, t-test, second, z-test, and third, f-test, and fourth, x-square test. All these tests are based on the assumption of normality, that is, the source of data is considered to be normally distributed. In some cases, the population may not be normally distributed, and the test will be applicable on account of the fact that we mostly deal with samples and the sampling distributions closely approach normal distributions. So now we start the z-test. Z-test is based on the normal probability distribution and is used for judging the significance of several statistical measures, particularly the mean. The relevant test statistic Z is worked out and compared with its probable value to be read from table given under the normal curve area. At a specified level of significance for judging the significance of the measure concerned, this is a most frequently used test in research studies. This test is used even when binomial distribution or t-distribution is applicable on the presumption that such a distribution tends to approximate normal distribution as n become larger. Z-test is generally used for comparing the mean of a sample to some hypothesized mean for the population in case of large sample, or when population variance is known. Z-test is also used for judging the significance of difference between means of two independent samples in case of large samples, or when population variance is known. This is fact. Without knowing the population variance, it is difficult to calculate Z-test. Z-test is also used for comparing the sample proportion to theoretical value of population proportion, or for judging the difference in proportion of two independent samples when n happens to be large. N means number of sample. Besides, this test may be used for judging the significance of median, mode, coefficient of correlation, and several other measures. So I think this is the theoretical explanation of Z-test, and after going through this explanation, we can understand that how we can calculate the value of Z and what are the important characteristics of a Z-test and what are the requirement for testing or calculation Z-test. So now we can just start testing the hypothesis mean with the help of Z-test. Here the mean of population can be tested presuming different situation, such as the population may be normal or other than normal. It may be finite or infinite. Sample size may be large or small. Variance of the population may be known or unknown, and the alternative hypothesis may be two-tailed or one-tailed. Our testing techniques will differ in different situations. We may consider some of the important situations of Z-test. Now, this is the first situation where we can apply Z-test. The first situation is the population normal, population infinite, sample size may be large or small, but variance of the population is known. H may be one side or two side. In such situation, Z-test is used for testing hypothesis of mean, and the test stated Z is workout as under. So now this is the formula for calculating the Z. Z test is equal to X bar minus mu H0 divided by variance or standard deviation of population divided by under root N, means number of observation. So this is the first considerations or the situation to calculation of a Z-test. So before going to calculate the Z-test or testing the hypothesis, we must consider or focused on these information or the situations. Now, the second situation is tells us that the population is normal, population infinite or finite, sample size may be large or small, but variance of the population is known. H may be one side or two side. In such situation, Z-test is used, and the static Z is workout as under using finite population multiplier. Here, the formula of Z-test calculation is Z is equal to X bar minus mu H0 divided by variance of population divided by number of population into capital N minus small n divided by n minus 1 under root. So this is the second situation where the important focus is given to the known population. Now, the second situation of calculation Z-test is population normal, population infinite, sample size is small, and variance of the population is unknown. This is new. The population variance is unknown. H may be one-sided or two-sided. In such situation, T-test is used, and the test static T is workout as under. And now we just give you a formula for calculation of Z. That's why we can find out the value of Z. So here few are the informations which you have to consider. That's why you can calculate the value of Z. So here the formula of Z, whenever you have the Bunsen samples that the Z is equal to X minus mu S0 upon standard deviation of population divided by under root n. And whenever we have two populations or two samples, so Z is equal to X bar 1 minus X bar 2 upon under root standard deviation square of population 1 upon N1 plus 1 upon N2. So these are the formula through which we can calculate the value of Z. So I think today's the lecture is over. The students, if you have any query, any questions, so put your questions. That's why I give you an answers. And thank you very much.